Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
I can't get no sleep.
I can't get no sleep. 5 minutes after 9 p.m. here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Coming up later in the show, we will talk about what is something that I've been throwing out there for weeks and months, and that is the idea of the Giants reuniting with OBJ, with Odell Beckham Jr. Well, after his second, maybe even third workout with the team. And I know when he came for his first workout, he did something a couple days later to see how he would react to working out, a couple days rest, and then to see how he would perform. So perhaps that's one workout, or you want to call that two workouts. Either way, multiple workouts with the Giants. He has reunited with the team that drafted him. And that's not all. The Giants were very active today. They added a couple of wide receivers in addition to Odell Beckham Jr. So we'll get into the Giants later on in the program. I got you till midnight here on After Hours. Plus, it was a very busy day for the NFL in general. Multiple massive blockbuster trades went down. So, as usual, football finds a way into the conversation, even though it's amazing. I mean, we're a couple days away here from the first time in 27 years the Knicks in the finals, and the NFL just, all right, don't forget about us. Don't forget about us. We're here to talk about us. But these are major stories. I mean, the Beckham thing, I know he's not going to be the Odell Beckham Jr. of his prime, obviously, but it's still a major name. It's a major story. He is, of course, a lightning rod. And you just mention his name and you get a reaction, you know, positively or negatively from the fan base. And these trades that took place in the NFL are involving superstar players. So there's a lot to discuss with the NFL, and we're going to get to that later on in the show. Plus, the Mets are out in Seattle to take on the Mariners. 888-808-1019, but we continue with the Nick calls here on After Hours. Let's go to the Bronx. Wood is on the Fan. What's going on?
All right. Hey. I just want to say what up, Ty Lou. Hey, at the end of the day, y'all drinking the Kool-Aid. It's going to be a terrible summer when the Knicks lose. We already won the cup. And they're going to make Wemby the face of the league. You know how much financial money they're going to get when they get the France involved with Wembanyama?
Of course. He's going to be the face of the league.
A lot of money involved.
Are you suggesting, Wood, something nefarious going on here? Like they're going to call a lot of fouls and Wemby, they're just going to, you know, make sure the Spurs win this series?
Yes, sir, because in the day, for the Knicks to win, It'll be great for the league. I'm sure the league will be happy because New York City is showing that, yo, man, we need a championship here.
Yep.
But for the international, for the money in the big pot, for the NBA, they want Wembanyama as the face of the league, man. And they want, and we're going to lose the finals. It's going to be just like Willis Reed, Ewing, all the great centers. I've got a pinky ring that our centers can't do nothing with this big guy. And we're going to get Giannis. They want Giannis in New York. I'm trying to tell you.
But what you could have, I don't know about everything you just said there, but the league could have a lot of what you just said. Wemby can be the face. He could grow the game because you know they love to grow the game internationally. He can grow the sport even more. He's going to be Otani. He's going to be a guy that is just a generational talent for decade plus, the likes we've never seen before and I don't think we'll ever see again. And he will be the golden child of the sport, no doubt about it. And the league wants that. You're right. But they also, to your point, want to see the Knicks win because it's a major market. It's 50-plus years without a championship. The ratings are going to be through the roof. I mean, Adam Silver and the league have to be giddy. And the TV partners, the numbers are going to be astronomical in this series. You have a fresh matchup. You have the number one market in the world in the Knicks. You have Wemby, who is a across-the-board draw. People are going to tune in just to see him on this stage. There are going to be people to tune in to hate on the Knicks or to see history. There are generations of Knicks fans and perhaps some that tune them out for years that are going to jump back on. There's bandwagon fans. It's ridiculous as far as the amount of draws and reasons to turn on your television and watch this series. The numbers will be through the roof. I think they will smash all the records. The league is giddy, and the television partners are giddy. It's going to be, and I think it's going to be a fun series, but I do think the Knicks win it in five. I'm sure the league is hoping I'm wrong, but I think it's going to be over in five. But you could have the Knicks win the title now, and this is what I've been laying out. The Knicks win the title now, and then the Spurs go on to win 3 or 4 championships over the next 10, 15 years. What's wrong with that? Everybody is a winner there. And as far as Giannis, let him go play in Brooklyn. Or let him go play in OKC. The Knicks don't need him. He needs the Knicks. The Knicks are doing great without him. But, you know, you're in the Bronx, you're not alone. There are so many people that think the league, there's always conspiracy theories. They want the Knicks there. They want Wemby to win. They want this. They want that. They want this. What they want is what they got. And that is a very spicy finals matchup. With two brand names, you know, the Knicks are a brand, the Spurs are a brand. Obviously, the Knicks come from the way bigger market. But you're going to have a ton of eyeballs. You're going to have a ton of interest. You don't really have a villain in this series, which I think sometimes you want because people want to see that. Oh, if there is a villain, it's more the Knicks. And not the players, but just us as Knicks fans are somehow viewed as the villain. And there's so many people in the coalition of Knicks haters that want to see us fall flat on our face. And just miss out on the brass ring. Like, if you are a member of the coalition, this is exactly how you would draw it up. You go on this historic run. All Knicks fans like me are cocky and confident and peacocking and proclaiming things like the Knicks will win in five and it's going to be a beatdown and we're going to have the parade on this date and everybody's getting excited. To have that type of anticipation only for it to be snatched from us and then we lose, that is nirvana for the coalition. That's what they're hoping for, and that's what they have. But it comes with the risk of, if the Knicks win 4 more games, we'll never, ever hear the end of it, which is true. You'll never hear the end of it, especially if the Spurs go on to win multiple championships like I laid it out. It's like the Giants beating, and Eli and Coughlin beating Brady and Belichick. Now, of course, the Eagles had to go and ruin that, but before that, you know, the Giants could always say, well, man, we were the only team to not knock them off. We were the only team to beat them. We screwed up history with them. They were going to have an undefeated season. We got in the way. And then, just for good measures, we took them out again. Like, that made those Super Bowl runs and those Super Bowl victories even more special. I've talked about this a million times with Eli Manning, and he should already be in the Hall of Fame. But one of the things I point to is he beat Brady and Belichick. That adds to it. If Brunson and this group beats Wemby and this Spurs team, which is expected to be the team of the next decade and the face of the league in Wemby, that's something that we all as Knicks fans can look back on and point to and say, they didn't do it against the Knicks. They might have done it against all these other teams on their way to the finals and in the finals, but they didn't do it to us. And that'll start to put Brunson in that conversation of Eli and Jeter, and that's where he's headed. We talked about his legacy with the Knicks as far as where he ranks. If he wins a championship, he's in the top three. He's third. But as far as New York sports lore, where he ranks because of who they would beat and then history, you know, would look kindly back on it because it's only going to get better. Like, if they win this series, and I think they will, the success of the Spurs and Wemby is only going to make this championship for the Knicks even better and even more special and looked at even more positively because of the opponent that they beat in the finals. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to David in Monroe. What's up, David?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
The postseason wins. The Knicks did what they had to do. Regardless of the team talent that they beat them by the margins that they did.
Yep.
Because they're better, that much better. And I do agree with you also at the psyche. You know, basketball is a finesse sport also. So you can have a team that's on target and another team that, like you said, they could be psyched out. And it's also coaching involved too in all of this. But I agree with you that there's a lot of head games going on here with basketball and the finesse of the sport. That's what I feel here that could help out the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, listen, David, I appreciate the call. When I look at the things that are advantage to the Knicks in this series, one is the inexperience of the Spurs compared to the experience of the Knicks. I think that is a major, major, major plus for us, for the Knicks, for our city, because of the experience, because we're battle-tested. The Knicks are battle-tested. They've gone through the playoff wars. They've had the crushing defeats with this group. They had the coaching change. They've been through it. The pressures of this city with this media market, with this fan base who just so desperately just wants a taste of the confetti to fall and for a championship parade to honor and celebrate the basketball team we love forever. And then, of course, the depth, which I think is advantage to the Knicks as well. And I've talked about depth in the playoffs for years now. It is a major, major advantage to the teams that have it. The Knicks have it. The Spurs have depth, but not as much as the Knicks. And that will be a huge, huge, huge plus for the Knicks in this series. And everybody wants to make out to be Wemby to be the best player. And throughout his career, that'll probably be the case. But right now, I think Jalen Brunson is better. I mean, Jalen Brunson's the most clutch player in the league. You know, he completely changed this franchise and turned this franchise around. And with his experience and with his ability to make baskets late in a game, and I just think the drive and the heart and the grit that is there with Jalen Brunson, I would put him as the best player in this series. Now, through time and looking back on their careers, you know, Wemby, because of his ridiculously, you know, God-given athletic skills that he has and height and all that, of course, he's going to be a force and a terror in this league. But on this day, on this week, in this series, I think it's Brunson. Now, the odds makers disagree. They think it's Wemby. They think it's, you know, game 7, which would be in San Antonio. They won more regular season games, and that's why you see the Spurs favored in this series if you're somebody that looks at the lines or dabbles in gambling. But in this spot, I think they're wrong. They're wrong. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Kellen in Fairfield here on After Hours. What's up, Kellen?
Hi, Tommy. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's happening?
So I was just, also, first of all, every time you make these predictions before the series, it always cracks me up because you make these bold predictions like Cavs and I can't remember what you said, but I think you said Cavs in 5, maybe 6.
No, I never said, not Cavs. I never said Cavs. I said the Knicks.
Sorry, Knicks.
Yeah, no,
sorry,
I know what
Knicks.
You meant. It's all good. I said the Knicks would sweep them after the game 1 victory. Because what I saw there was the Cavs' best chance to win. And when they lost that, I said 5 going in, and then I switched it to 4 based on that outcome in game 1. So I ended up ultimately being right, but you know, 5-4 either way, and they smashed them in every game, which I also predicted. And I had the Celtics series right last year where the Knicks beat them there, and I had the amount of games correct as well.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I wasn't slandering your predictions.
No, it's okay. It's not that. You know what it is, Kellen? And this, we have to be careful of the coalition. They're always listening. They're always taking notes.
I'm not part of that. I'm a huge
no,
Knicks fan.
I know that. But you know what? They're listening and they're taking notes and they're going to report back to their leader, the weasel, Evan Roberts. So we want to make sure, Kellen, that we are always accurate. Even if we misspeak, we want to clarify it so we don't give the coalition any type of steam. That's because they must be silenced. That's really the bottom line.
Yep. I agree. And I'd, so anyway, about the predictions, and then, like, every time I'm like, wow, it's a bold prediction, and then later in the series, you always turn out to be right. So when I heard this prediction, Knicks in five, I was like, geez, Ian Salambi, I'm like, ah, Tommy knows what he's talking about, I'll trust him.
Yeah, no, so, that's it, you should, I appreciate the call. You should trust me. I know ball, I know my basketball team, and I know the league, because I love basketball. So, I'm very, and listen, also, and I feel this way too, but I don't know if you've heard, but Knicks in six. So everybody's predicting that. So if you want to hear the prediction that everybody has, you can go somewhere else. You know, I'll step out on the limb a little bit, but I also believe in it. So anybody, Knicks in six or Knicks in seven. No, how about five? This one goes to 11. Why go six or seven when you can go five? And I believe they are going to win, and I've laid out in five, the reasons why. I think they will break this team in the Spurs mentally. This is business. And a little bit personal for Brunson. But business for the Knicks. What the Spurs did on Saturday night, the way they celebrated, that was their championship. That was their championship. For the Knicks, and you saw it the way after they clinched the Eastern Conference Finals, four more, they were stoic, they were robotic in a way. And that's starts with Brunson, and then it trickles down to everybody else. Ed is in Mohegan. What's up, Ed?
What do you say, Tommy?
What's
first
up?
Off, I have to say, I was listening to you talk to Ozzy, and I don't know, you work so well with special needs guys.
Well,
you
know, that's not nice. Don't say that. Don't say that. Ozzy's a great guy. Come on, Ozzy.
I'm admiring you. I'm not. Yeah, but I work with them myself. I'm just admiring you.
I feel like, you know what, Ozzy, I feel like I love Ozzy. You know that. So people want to take shots. Yeah, I know. But people, I feel like, want to say things about him.
I'm not taking a shot. I'm just saying you work well with him.
We have great chemistry. That's for sure. And Ozzy and I have met, like, all fair. He's a great guy. He's a loyal listener. So all good.
Yeah. No, I thought maybe you did it before you worked in the radio station. With Mitch Robinson, I'm thinking, like, I think they took care of that pinky right away. You know, almost like when they used to, remember they did on The Sopranos when they took Furio in the back of the sausage shop and wrapped him up with the urology?
Exactly. Yeah,
it was done right away.
Yeah, no doubt. 100%.
No problem. I think it's going to be a fun match. I say they win it in three. That's my prediction.
You think they win it in three? I like that. And the Spurs just forfeit going into game four. They just say, we're good. No loss. We're done.
Done.
I like that. I like the first ever series win in three. Forget five, forget four, but the Knicks, they make history and they win the NBA Finals in three games. I'm all for that. I'm all for the confidence. And I'm all for doing something that has never really been done before. And if the Knicks can do that, if they can. Because I said that. I said the Spurs are going to beg for mercy at the end. So perhaps, and I said at the end of five. So why not at the end of three and they just don't show up for a game four and the Knicks win via forfeit? That sounds good to me. And
yeah,
we have the parade
cool.
A little earlier.
Play a lightning round or something if you want to do something. If they already sold the time,
yeah, they could do a rock paper stickers. They could do or something of that nature. That's fine. Did we lose you there, Eddie?
I think we lost them.
All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. We'll mix the Giants into the conversation later. Some NFL news as well. Let's go to Chino in Fort Lee. What's up, Chino?
Tommy, my guy, what's up,
hey,
man? We can never agree on baseball, but you know what? These Knicks, man, they're bringing us together like you know what.
You're saying that because we root for different baseball teams?
No, it just, you know, the whole Big Brother rant last year and where we are now.
We've moved past that, and we're certainly focused on our Knicks. So I think we could break bread with our basketball team, that's for sure.
As far as breaking bread. What are we doing about this watch party situation? I mean, I know all the clubs in New York are doing them, but it's all scattered, and I don't know. What have you heard?
Yeah, I don't. You know what it is? I'm not going to any watch parties on Wednesday. I'll be working, and everything is scattered. But I would just say, like, if you have a specific spot that you like, and you've gone there before, I would trust it in terms of a watch party. They're all going to be awesome. You know what I mean? It's just this is the finals. Everybody's going to bring their A game to the party scene. So I don't think it matters where you go. You're going to have a great time. But if you have a trusted area in Manhattan or a bar you like, I would definitely hit them up.
Okay, cool. And then for the parade, where are we going to link up? Let me know.
Yeah, so
I guess I'll call back.
Yeah, Chino, that's exactly, because you're not going to be alone. Everybody's going to want to link up. And a caller called me last night about this, and I would imagine we're going to be broadcasting from there. So there'll be a bit of a home base, which is an easy kind of central area for those of you to meet up with yours truly, or I'm sure other WFAN personalities will be out there as well. So that'll be kind of an area where it's hard for me to set my coordinates right now. I have no idea what I'm going to be doing. I know I'll be at the parade, but I don't know, all right, where am I going to be at? Where am I going to move to? What am I going to do after? No idea. Now, I do have another watch party coming up Friday. And I think it's confirmed, but I don't want to confirm it on the air until I have a live read in front of me. And once I do that, then we'll really hammer home where it is, what's going on. But Friday night, I should be at another watch party, and a lot of you have shown up to the previous watch party, so I can't speak to Wednesday because I won't be at a watch party. I'll be here hosting, but Friday night, I'm off. I will be at a watch party. As soon as I can confirm that it's 100%, I could say it on the air, which usually means I have a live read in front of me. Then I know all systems are a go, and I can start talking about it, and not only read the live read, but also expound on it, because the bars have been insane. It's been Nicks and Chicks. I mean, if you're single, it's the place to be right now. And I'm not, but if I was, I mean, like, that would be amazing. It's absolutely phenomenal. It brings out everybody that wants to get after it because the city is unified with this basketball team. That's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours here. Loogie in the late night. Let's go to Andrew in Wyckoff. What's up, Drew?
Loogie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Two questions. Evan's a Knicks fan, Nets fan, correct?
Evan is a Net fan, yes.
Okay, so why is he going to Knicks games?
You mean why?
I know he's not paying for the game. I mean, he's not paying for his tickets.
Well, he is in the sense that he has season tickets, and then when he doesn't sell them, he's paying for it in the fact that he's not getting money for it. I would say this. Evan is, we know he's a Knick hater, but he's also a huge sports fan. He has a great job here. So I think Evan feels like he wants to be at these games to live and breathe these moments and then talk about it on the air. So that would be my guess. And he knows history, and as much as he doesn't want to see the Knicks win a championship, as far as it happening, if it's going to happen, he wants to be there. He wants to experience it, not only for himself, but also for his audience, that he could tell them about it on the air. Because I don't know what other hosts are going to be inside the building, really. I mean, I'm not sure. It's tough. It's expensive. Now, a lot of hosts here can afford it. We know that. But it doesn't mean that they're going to lay out that kind of money. They'd rather probably sit on their couch. So as far as I know, if Evan is going to any of these finals games, he will be the only one from this station host-wise that is going, as far as I know. But I also haven't confirmed that he's going. I was talking a little bit with Marash. It sounds like he might go to one of the games. But until Evan, I hear from Evan, or it happens, you know, I take that as hearsay. Plans can always change. Well, I don't think you have to necessarily be a Knick fan. Like, we can get into why he has Knick season tickets. But one thing I know about my friend Evan Roberts, and one of the reasons why he has $1 million in a shoebox under his bed, is because he is smart about getting in early on things. He bought these season tickets knowing the Knicks were going to be great and that he was going to make a lot of money over it. He had the apartment in Long Island City before it blew up. Evan's a lot smarter than he looks. And he's also a lot dumber than you think he is. So he'd probably tell you that. But yeah, I have no problem with him being in the building for that. Let him drink that in. It's okay. I don't go by, a Knick fan should be sitting there. No, it's okay. Let him enjoy that. Or should I say, not enjoy it. Because he won't enjoy it. And he'll have that lonely walk out of Madison Square Garden that he's had a lot in his time as a season ticket holder. All good. But yeah, the prices are just insane. And they're only going to get worse as this series unfolds and it takes shape. If you're staring at a clincher at Madison Square Garden, if we're sitting here, game 4 or 6 is the one,
I would say 10K bare minimum to walk in the door, which the place will be packed. So
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People are turning over a seat cushion for that money. And the reason those prices are so high is because people are going to pay them. You know, if they don't, then they would be lowered. But they're going to be that high. They're already at 5K, which is a ton. And it's only going to get more and more and more and more. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Alex here in New Haven. What's up, Alex?
What's up, Tommy? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
How have the eyes been? Because I gave you the nickname Tommy Lenses.
My eyes have actually been a lot better, Alex. So one thing, and I know everybody doesn't live on the internet, but one of the things that I got, you know, people brought up in my videos that we post is that I'm always have like the Clint Eastwood look. I'm squinting and all that. And that's because I didn't wear contacts for all these years. I had them, but I didn't wear them because I wasn't driving. Now that I drive all the time, I wear my contacts. And if you've noticed in more of the recent videos, I am not squinting. But that's the reason why I look that way all the time is because I can't see unless I'm wearing my contacts. And I have a new pair of glasses that I'm going to bust out sooner rather than later. But yes, I do remember that nickname. But my understanding is you have another one?
Yes, I do. Does Lukey like to go to the beach during the summer?
Yes.
All right, Tommy Tanlines.
Tommy Tanlines. I like it. Because as you know, Alex, I'm a man of many nicknames. Positive Tommy, of course, is my bread and butter. That's the one that the majority of the audience not only knows me by, but references me by. It's my calling card. It's the thing that put me on the map, Positive Tommy. But I'm also, to some people, Delusional Tommy. Or, as the kids would say, Delulu. I could also be Tommy the Trendsetter. I could also be Breaking News Tommy. I'm also Tommy the Wedding Crasher. I'm also Tommy the Family Man. I'm also, when I put on a couple of LBs and I'm eating the ice cream with the Oreos in the winter and the face just becomes a bad scene, and especially with the videos and the hostage videos they kind of film here at WFAN when it's, if you ever want to see Positive Tommy again, you will tell him to stop being positive. It's like, can we zoom out on the camera here? My face is big, especially in the winter. And I could also be Tommy the Pothole Slayer. There are just so many Tommies. And I don't have Connor here to remind me about all the Tommies, but that's okay. And Rosenberg, of course, is out the line. Even if Rosenberg was here, he would have no ability to find any of these sound effects or utilize any of these sound effects because he's too busy eating rice cakes and trying to figure out a way to jam his thoughts and opinions on the air. And I love Paulie, but enough. When is enough enough? And he can't even show up for work tonight. And he didn't leave me any type of voicemail, or he didn't CC me on an email. He just doesn't show up. One of the biggest shows of the year, a couple games before the NBA Finals, and the so-called glue guy here at WFAN compares himself to Josh Hart. I expect Josh Hart to be playing every single game and showing up for the finals. Well, this is our finals. Where's Rosenberg? This is finals week. This is huge. It's a big Lugowski. It's a five-hour radio show. And he's nowhere to be found. He's probably at a park right now, staring at a labradoodle, eating ice cream. Instead of being here, where his responsibilities are. 8888, but that's par for the course with him. I could also be Tommy the complainer. You know, there are times where I will complain, especially if I get snowed in and I can't get back from Los Angeles, the City of Angels, and I can't be here to do my radio show. But I have a legitimate excuse, unlike Rosenberg, who has no excuse and doesn't even bother to give one. I'd at least appreciate the effort. I'm also Tommy the fact spitter because I just, spit facts up here. I'm Dr. Tommy, and yes, the doctor is in session. So I'm many, 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 many Tommies. And as soon as Connor returns, he'll remind me of the other 6,000 Tommies who are. But yeah, Tommy Tan Lines. We could add that into the Tommy the Total Package. Yes, I am Lex Lugauer as well. So there are a million of the Big Lugowski. There's so many nicknames. And you got a credit for me. I can remember half of them because there's about 6,000. Let's go to Michael out on Long Island. What's up, Mike? Okay, Michael, not ready to go. All good. Let's go to Ari in New Jersey. What's up, Ari?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it. What's going on?
So about an hour ago, I actually posted a poll on a trading platform for Knicks versus Spurs. And I put my own prediction as 5, but I wrote there that the reason why 5 and not 4 is just because I don't want to be let down. Honestly, I don't see the Knicks losing. The way the Thunder played in Game 5 is the way the Knicks have been playing all playoffs. They're going to break down the Spurs defense, and they're going to be spinning in circles watching them, just not knowing where the ball is going. The way the team has been moving the ball the entire playoffs will completely break down this team, and it's just going to be a mess.
Yeah, the continuity and the chemistry that this team has shown, and a lot of credit goes to not only the players on the court, but Mike Brown, you know, where this is his offense.
Absolutely.
And this is what we envisioned, or at least what the Knicks envisioned when they hired and they made the switch to Mike Brown, more three-pointers, getting Cat and Bridges more involved and unlocking them. And you're right, look, the way the Knicks are playing right now, they are just a runaway freight train, and now it's the Spurs who are standing in their way, and they will go to the wayside quickly. We agree on that, just like the Cavs did, just like the Sixers did. They'll make quick work of this team because they're just playing at a level right now, Ari, that is different from any team in the playoffs.
And they got 4 of the best 5 players on the court for starting lineups.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, yeah, I hear what you're saying there. And they're just playing great basketball and really on both ends of the floor. And they're going to give Wemby problems on defensively, and they're also going to give him problems when he is having to guard guys, whether it's Josh Hart, who I think he'll see a lot of. Josh is not afraid to shoot the ball or go to the rim. I think Wemby will find himself in foul trouble. And unlike the Thunder,
absolutely,
who didn't take advantage of it, Ari, in Game 7, the Knicks will be aggressive, and they will attack Wemby, and they will get him on the bench and try to have him foul out of these games. And when he does, the Spurs will have no answer because once he's out, they don't have the rim protection. And he's, of course, such a great player that they suffer offensively as well.
And they don't have a number 2 guy. He's a lone guy.
Yeah, well, listen, obviously it's a Harper, it's a Castle, it's a De'Aaron Fox, it's a Champagne. You try to find one of those guys to be that quote-unquote number 2 guy. I would imagine either Harper or Castle ultimately will settle in. But yes, when Wemby has bad offensive nights and the Spurs have these horrible shooting performances, they are in big trouble. And you saw the Thunder even banged up. They were able to blow the Spurs out a couple times. Now imagine the Knicks, the way they're playing when they see San Antonio. You don't think they're going to have games where they put up 120, 130 and blow them out? Yes, they will, for sure.
Game their final game of the finals is going to be a blowout.
That's been the script. I mean, that's really been, and I like where your head's at, Ari. It certainly is playing out that way, this Hollywood script with a Hollywood ending, and you just have that feeling too, like, all right, they did it against the Hawks, they did it against the Sixers, they did it against the Cavs. All these teams, essentially, especially the Sixers and Cavs, they quit. And I think a young Spurs team that's not ready to win a championship, if they face the same blitzkrieg in the Knicks, at the end, they will quit as well, and the Knicks will make history and will be forever remembered, not only here, but in all NBA circles for what they did in this run.
Right. That's going to be beautiful. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call.
No, you got it, Ari, and I appreciate the confidence. And if it borders on cockiness, oh, well, how could you not be confident and cocky watching this team play? This is not Knicks teams of years past. this is a connected, confident, well-oiled machine and a team that is playing great basketball defensively and has been for months and months and months. And they have unlocked Bridges. He is playing his best basketball as a Knick. Not only defense, which he brings pretty much night in and night out, but the offense and the aggression when he has the ball in his hands and taking and making big shots. And finally, you know, Leon Rose could justify trading Bridges for all those picks because this is the Mikal Bridges that Leon Rose thought he was acquiring. This is the Mikal Bridges that we were all excited about the night it happened and then leading up into that first year he was on the team. We were all stoked. Thought he was the missing piece. Thought he was the final Infinity Stone. And he is an Iron Man, and he's had his moments in the playoffs, but what we have seen from Mikal Bridges in this stretch, offensively especially, is what we dreamed about when that trade was finalized. And that is a player that can not only be great defensively, but also make buckets, score 18 points, and give this team and this starting five a complete starting five. Where you not only have to contend with Brunson and with Karl Anthony Towns and the Josh Hart, who does everything on the floor, doesn't need to score 20 points, but everything that you need dirty work-wise, Josh Hart's going to do that. And then you have the two great two-way players in Anunoby, who is already here, and then Mikal Bridges.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Sinners in the dark, a woman crying blue, trying to find a star.
City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just 1 second. But first, This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. One of the biggest mistakes that fans make when it comes to their fandom and being overly confident or cocky is they'll chant, we want this team or we want this player when it comes to their next opponent. And that's exactly what the Spurs fans have fallen into. They have fallen into that trap of overconfidence because before they even step foot on the court and they see Jalen Brunson, Spurs fans were chanting, we want Brunson. So Spurs fans think that Jalen Brunson is a pushover. They think Jalen Brunson is easy meat. They think Jalen Brunson is made to order for their Spurs. See, Spurs fans are effing around, and they're about to find out what a lot of teams have found out the hard way, and that is Jalen Brunson is that dude. Jalen Brunson is the king in New York. Jalen Brunson is a superstar, and Jalen Brunson is the most clutch player in this league. And Jalen Brunson is not going to be stopped in this series. He is bringing a championship back to Madison Square Garden. He is bringing a championship back to New York City. So Spurs fans are going to eat their words. The we want Brunson chance will live forever because now you're going to have to eat it because you got Brunson. And now that you got him, good luck stopping him because Jalen Brunson and this Knick team are on a mission. They are on a mission for a championship. So Spurs fans are going to eat their words as Jalen Brunson has done a lot throughout his career with the Knicks. And he is going to be the star of stars in this series. So those we want Brunson chants are going to look awfully foolish once the Knicks win this series and bring a championship back to Madison Square Garden. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Warren G. in the Bronx. What's up, Warren?
What's good, man?
Hey, what's happening?
All right, so just two things. One really, really quick. Ozzy, I don't know why y'all let him on so much, but it is what it is.
Well, he only calls my show once a week. I think that's fair. I never want to, like...
You know what it is? I hear him on the Evan show sometimes. It's just not
funny. Yeah, he calls
funny.
Both shows. He calls both shows. Well, no one ever said he was funny. I never said he was funny, but I do... So I'm not going to make him out like he's funny, but I do think him and I have a good back and forth, a good
you
chemistry.
You guys got a good back and forth.
And he offers a different type of call and a different type of style. So I think it's I like to mix it up a little bit, but I try to mix Ozzy in when we can, and he's a loyal listener and a good guy and a loyal caller. So and you know what though, to Warren, you know, I can appreciate the internet hates Ozzy, the internet hates me. So I'm a kindred spirit.
I don't know why they hate you. I don't know. But I just really quick.
Yeah.
As far as you, love you because you're the Mets fans, but
thank you.
I hear a lot of people talking about this two bigs thing going with the Mitch and Carl Anthony. I don't know if they should go to it or not, but I could see that Wimby has to guard Mitchell, and then who's going to guard Cat? Like, he just posts anybody. They have no big men but Wimby and Cornette.
Yeah,
like,
and Cornette's a solid player, but he's not somebody that I think is going to be a force in this series.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you think they should go double bigs, or they should just leave it how it is, see how it plays out? Because I'm going to be honest, when Hartenstein and Wimby, and Shet started playing as a double, and they played a lot, they started doing good. They lost this series, but they did start doing good. At first, Hartenstein wasn't really playing that much, but...
Yeah, and listen, Holmgren was so awful in Game 7 that they couldn't employ that. He was scared in that series because he knows that he just can't handle the smoke of Wemby. I've gone back and forth on it. I do like the idea, the more I think about it, of implementing the double big. And I expect Mitchell Robinson to be a go here. I expect him to be at as close to 100% as he possibly can be with a broken pinky. And I like the idea of frustrating and taking Wemby off his game because you can do that to him as a younger player. And once the Knicks do that, Warren, they'll have full control of the series.
All right, one last thing. Just quick question. I don't know why you always go to Tommy for the nicknames. Why don't you go to, like, Loogie, like Ladies Love Loogie, Legendary Loogie? Why you don't go the Loogie route?
You know what? I just, number one, I never thought of it. And number two, I'm always open to that because I've tried to do the Tommy. But you're right. I can now open it up
Tommy,
to the light.
Tommy, and your Loogie. You that guy, bro. You that guy. I'm telling you, when you was on the Evan show, I already knew you was going to get your own show. Yo, you that guy, bro. Keep doing your thing for sure.
Well, thank you, Warren. I appreciate the kind words. And I do have many nicknames, as you know. And I'll try to remember them here for the sake of the show here. I am Positive Tommy. I am, at times, Delusional Tommy, but I'm also Tommy the Family Man. I'm also Tommy the Wedding Crasher. I'm also Tommy the Trendsetter. I'm also Breaking News Tommy. At times, I can be Tommy the Soft Man, because if I eat too much in the off season, as I like to call it, in the wintertime, I'll get a little bit of a round face, as the internet would like to love to, I should say, point out. I'm also Tommy the Pothole Slayer. I'm also Tommy the Complainer at times. I'll own that one. But I never thought about, and there's a million more, but I never thought about having Lugauer with that. I'm also Tommy the Total Package. And yes, I am Lex Lugauer. I'm T-Bone Tommy. But I never, until you brought this up, Warren, and I appreciate that, I never thought about using my last name, either Lugauer or Loogie, as a part of this nickname thing that we're building here on After Hours. So just for you, bro, because you seem like a great guy and you had a lot of nice things to say about me, I will implement that into the nicknames going forward. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Michael in New Jersey. What's up, Mike? All right, Michael is not ready to go. All good. We'll go to Dave in West Hempstead. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's happening?
Good. So I got in an argument with a friend of mine. See, this friend was offered by one of his relatives to take him to a Knicks finals game in MSG. And the relative gave until tonight to pick game 3, 4, or 6. And he's too nervous to pick game 6. And I think he's nuts because that's going to be the craziest game ever. But he's nervous that it's not going to get there. So he wants to take game 3 or 4. What's your opinion in the matter?
It's a tough one. It's a very interesting situation. So I'm going to take out my prediction because I think they're winning in 5. So I'll take that out of it and I'll just handle it based on without my bias here. I think you hold out for 6. Because to your point, if that's the night, that's the game that you'll remember forever. As cool as it'll be to be there in 3. And look, they could sweep. So 4, obviously, I would go 4 over 3. But if you circle 6, and hey, you might not get there because they won in 5 or they won in 4. And if you missed out, you missed out. But if they get there in 6, and that's the one that clinches it, and that's the one that we remember forever, your friend will be so thrilled and happy that they went with that decision. So it's a risk. I get that risk part of it, but sometimes in life, Dave, and this is a message for your friend, you got to take that risk. You got to take that big risk sometimes in life. And when you do and it pays off, it's well worth it.
I hear that, but he says in his opinion that this for him is probably a once in a lifetime experience. And if he misses out on that, he's not going to know what to do with himself. He thinks he can't risk it, in his opinion.
Yeah, he wants to go the safer route, and he wants to go with the guaranteed. But, you know, that's life sometimes. Hey, I give you this guarantee, it's there, or you take a little bit of a risk. It might be there, but it'll be even greater, or it won't be there at all. A lot of people, and I understand this, Dave, because I could be that way at times, we'll go the safer route, we'll go the sure thing route. But if this, how I would flip it on him is, I would say, what are you going to be more upset about? If you say, all right, I'm going to game 6, and then there is no game 6. Are you going to be more upset about that? Or are you going to be more upset if you go to game 3 or 4 and there is a game 6 and that's the night they win the championship? Which scenario would make you more upset? And that should steer him in his direction and the right decision of what he's going to make.
I hear that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it, Dave. And that's good advice just in life. Now that I'm a little bit older, a little bit wiser, I think about things of that nature. You know, when you're dealing with something, say, all right, I might go this route, it's a little bit safer, or I might take a risk. And you have to weigh, okay, what would I be more upset about? If I went the safe route and the risky thing that I could have got involved with ended up being a home run, are you more upset because you missed out on the home run? Or you go for the home run, you swing and miss, and you could have got the single or double. What is going to make you more upset? Sometimes you look on the bright side of it, which I often do as Positive Tommy, but in this scenario, you kind of look at the more, because you brought up your friend, oh, he's going to be upset, he's going to be devastated. And I understand this might be the one and only chance. You know, it's 27 years we've been waiting to see a Knicks NBA Finals game. Who knows when the next one's going to be? Hopefully it's next year. Hopefully it's every year for the next 10 years. But the reality is none of us truly know. So when it's staring you in the face, it's right there, and you are presented with this opportunity that you know somebody that can get you tickets and bring you to one of these games, it is a very difficult decision. I would go game six. But it's easy for me to say I'm being told this hypothetically, and it's not presented in front of me. If it was presented in front of me, I agree it's a very, 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 very difficult choice. And I'm doing my best to put myself in that situation because I get the safe route, but the idea of game six being the clincher, the night the Knicks win an NBA championship, and you will forever have that experience, that's something that, to me, you would value that more than a game three of the NBA final.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.